In this bulletin, New South Wales residents celebrate Christmas under coronavirus restrictions. A Brexit trade deal has been reached between the United Kingdom and European Union. And in sport, Australian cricket coach is optimistic star opener David Warner will be fit for the New Year's test against India. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is emphasising movement must be limited over the Christmas break to avoid the further spread of coronavirus in the state. Authorities are on high alert, monitoring the number of cases in the Northern Beaches cluster. Restrictions are in place until Boxing Day, and the settings will change on Sunday in a bid to contain the outbreak in the city. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is telling everyone to be on guard and to get tested before the weekend to avoid any potential infection spreading further.
The greatest way the disease spreads is by people moving around too much and having contact with one another. So it's really important to reduce your mobility, limit your activity to those close family gatherings. Don't do anything you don't need to do.
Meantime, hundreds of health workers will be spending at least part of their Christmas on the coronavirus frontline, with 300 testing centres opened today across New South Wales. The state yesterday recorded 9 new COVID-19 cases, 7 linked to the Northern Beaches cluster and 2 still under investigation. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said that 60,000 people had presented for testing on Wednesday. Ms Berejiklian said New South Wales police will be out in force over the Christmas period to enforce the new restrictions on Sydney's northern beaches. The Northern Territory government is removing Greater Sydney, Blue Mountains and Central Coast of New South Wales from its COVID-19 hotspot list. Several suburbs around Avalon and the Northern Beaches suburbs will remain hotspots to stop coronavirus from spreading into the Northern Territory. Acting Chief Minister Nicole Mannison says travellers from these now low-risk areas in quarantine will be able to leave the Howard Springs facility.
The Territory has been the safest place in the country, and that has been for good reason. Every decision on every day for the last 10 months has always been about keeping Territorians safe and putting them first.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is encouraging Australians to count their blessings and appreciate others rather than focusing on any struggles this Christmas. In his Christmas message, Mr. Morrison insists the country has become more connected despite the need to remain physically distant in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Morrison has paid tribute to those who have lost relatives this year, become isolated during COVID-19 lockdowns, and faced unemployment. He says public servants and volunteers supported Australians greatly in 2020, providing help to those in need.
For all of us, those who are Christian and those who are not, this Christmas is again a time of great hope. And my prayer for Australia this Christmas comes from the great verse, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we shall reap a harvest if we do not give up."
The United Kingdom and European Union have finally reached an agreement on the details of their future relationship just a week before the end of the Brexit transition period. Once ratified by both sides, the agreement will ensure Britain and the 27-nation bloc can continue to trade in goods without tariffs or quotas after the UK breaks fully free of the EU on January the 1st. The EU-UK trade deal has been welcomed by Ireland's Prime Minister Michael Martin and Northern Ireland's First Minister Arlene Foster. Speaking to Sky News in Dublin, Mr. Martin said the deal was the least damaging result and a triumph for the Irish position.
I believe it is the least damaging, and I think it's very good news that we have achieved a deal between Britain and the European Union. It's good for Irish jobs, it's good for the Irish economy. No tariffs, no quota, free trade deal between Britain and the European Union. It's good on aviation, it's good in terms of judicial police cooperation, energy and research. And I think it lays the foundations for a more harmonious relationship into the future now between the European Union and Great Britain. That's important to Ireland.
To sport now, and Australian coach Justin Langer is optimistic star opener David Warner will be fit for the New Year's test against India. The 34-year-old has been recovering from a groin injury suffered in last month's ODI series. Warner pressed his claims to return for the Boxing Day test, but his preparation has been less than ideal after being outside of Australia's COVID safe hub. The third test is scheduled to start 4 days later than normal on January 7. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 37. Adelaide, sunny and 29. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, similar conditions and 19. Canberra, cloudy, 22. Wollongong, light shower or 2 and 20. Sydney, much the same, 22 degrees. Newcastle, rainy, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 29. Cairns, a shower or 2, 34. And Darwin, a shower or 2 and a possible storm, 31 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News. Yeah.